think I'm close to earning a PhD and learning how to be okay when someone isn't okay with me, or when my protective parts of me, the pain I may still carry, try to convince me that something is wrong and needs to be fixed right away. This is where the lie, "you are too much and not enough all at the same time," likes to show its ugly head often. And there can be a few layers to learning why it's so hard for us to be okay. But right now, when you're listening to this podcast, someone may be upset with you. Maybe someone misunderstands you, or you feel like they do. Could it be that someone didn't like your opinion or the decision you made, and it's making you feel very uncomfortable? From there, usually what happens is some fears or old beliefs start to kick in, like, are they going to leave me too? What do I need to become, or what do I need to do for them to stay or to like me? Or simply, what's wrong with me? Now, you might not realize that some of those fears, like, who do I need to become? You're not saying to yourself, who do I need to become, or what do I need to do? But it's instinctual. It's, all right, let me say sorry. Let me go do this. How do I make it right? It's so uncomfortable to be uncomfortable in our bodies. And it's this overwhelming sense that when someone isn't happy with us, we think something has to be wrong with us, right? Like, when somebody isn't happy with us, then we have to think something is wrong with us. And then the second thing is you have to do something to change that. So our goal here isn't to not care what people think of us, because I think that there's this, you know, oh so popular culture advice. You see it on a really cute Instagram photo where it's just like, don't care what people think. And honestly, I think Christians, and to an extent, we are supposed to not care what people think, right? Just don't care what people think. To which I usually think it's a lot easier to say that, but that doesn't help me live it out. I should care what my husband says or thinks. You know, if he's telling me something to help me, or if something is done that I've done, I should care what he thinks. I should care what my close inner circle are saying or giving me feedback on. I should care about those things to an extent, never above God's opinion or what he's asking me to do, because that's not what I'm saying. But if we just keep telling people, like, just don't care what people think, don't care what people think, it's easy for us to almost kind of become hard-hearted towards things. So the goal is to learn how to stay emotionally grounded even when someone is uncomfortable with you. And for a lot of people, that takes more than just mindset, hence why I'm sharing a few different angles right now. And that's why I go into my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, really about foundational root pieces, because I want you to get beyond, okay, just don't care what people think. I want to help you understand, why do you care what people think? Why is it hard for you to really not just know in your head, but understand in your heart what God actually thinks of you and already approves of you? And so my self-paced course right now is 50% off. Head to the podcast episode title, scroll down all the way through the description, and you will be able to find the link to get started today for 50% off, especially if you're feeling stuck and don't know where to start. As I opened with kind of knowing and like having my own PhD in this, is I feel like I'm practicing it often. Practicing just being misunderstood, practicing being okay that people might not understand the season that I'm in, just physically and emotionally, because it's hard. If they've never walked through it, if they've never slowed down long enough, it's hard for somebody to understand. Or if they've never dealt with a chronic illness before, it's hard for somebody to understand what's happening in the body, or to try to tell them your capacity or things like that. And it's really hard to work through that. And I feel as though there's kind of, at least for me, this gap sometimes of feeling just misunderstood a lot of the time, because I don't always go around telling people that I have physical pains or I'm so exhausted. Only the people that really, 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 really know me might know that, or that want to genuinely know and ask me about it. And so, whether it's my physical health or just in situations, whether it's a church situation or friendship or family, whatever it is, I've had to learn to be so uncomfortable because it's easy to put expectations on people to like for them to make us happy. Like, there's so many different angles for this. But the most important piece that we understand is that a lot of us, including myself, have learned that approval equals safety, harmony, everything going well, everybody happy all the time equals safety, and being liked also equals safety. So if we look at this from just a clinical perspective, God designed our brains and our bodies to be wired for connection. Humans are just relational beings. And so when there's tension, when we feel that rejection, when we feel disapproval, we feel misunderstood by somebody, the brain can easily interpret that as a threat because we're designed for connection. And then again, if we've learned that, especially as children or young adults or teenage or 20s or whatever age, you can learn this in your 40s by friendships, people in your life, it doesn't matter, that there are certain levels of approval, keeping everybody happy and being liked that play into this so much, where they feel tension, they speak up for what is good, right, and true, they stick to boundaries. It's hard because then somebody might not be okay with that. And these are things that I help my clients go through. I coach them through these specific situations in their own life and how to do this because, most importantly, I want to help them get their body involved in the process because so many of them know this logically, and maybe you do too. Maybe you are somebody that feels like you have obsessive thoughts or anxiety, or you over explain. This is a big one. You over explain all the time because you feel like you have to prove your point, make sure people understand you so that they don't have the opportunity to misunderstand you, or you feel like you're emotionally spiraling. So we have to get our bodies involved. We have to get our minds involved because they're always talking together. In an episode I did, I talked about the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical. When we get the brain involved, we can logically say to ourselves, not everyone will understand us, agree with us, or approve of our decisions. And trying to make everyone okay with us is just impossible. Because we cannot control perception. We can't manage anybody else's emotions. And no matter what we put out there, we cannot guarantee that they will approve of us. But when it comes to the safety, nervous system, physical part of it, based on beliefs, things, and patterns that we've learned, peace does not come from finally getting everyone to understand you or understand us like we think it has. Some of this could fall into the category of people pleasing, what you've been taught based on love and people withdrawing their love. But we think that if everybody's happy, then they understand you and everything is right in the world. And so, again, when we think of it clinically, we understand that God wired our bodies for connection. And so we can understand why that tension can be interpreted as a threat and we start to feel uncomfortable. But if we think about it logically, we're like, oh my goodness, not everybody in this world is going to like us. We're not going to like everybody. We're going to say things that upset people, just like people are going to say things to upset us. If we look at this spiritually now, we see that Jesus himself was misunderstood, rejected, and disliked by people. So even while he was being loving, even while he was being truthful, even while he was perfect, he was still misunderstood, rejected, and disliked. So when we look at Jesus' life and knowing that he was those things, loving, truthful, perfect, but yet he still had people to misunderstand him, especially his own family. Hello, raise your hand if you understand, if you felt rejected, disliked by people. And he was perfect. So with that, we can understand that sometimes someone being upset with you is not automatic evidence that you've done something wrong. And that is what we work through inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and more personally, my one-on-one coaching. Because obedience to God will sometimes disappoint people. And so these are, again, I'm hoping you're getting different perspectives. I want you to maybe stop in that spiral right now or ask yourself, what is this logical? What does this look like just clinically or even just spiritually if we're taking spiritual, right? Which is the foundation of everything. So here's something that you can try this week. When you notice yourself spiraling because someone is upset with you or you think they are, because they are sometimes not, am I trying to be understood or am I trying to escape the discomfort of disapproval or possible rejection? Because we cannot control that. And those things in our life are going to happen. We will be rejected by somebody. We will be blocked and have no idea why we're being blocked. A person may never give you the time of day and you have no idea why. Maybe you will be misunderstood and you have no idea and you can't go and try to prove yourself because they just don't hear it. So we have to ask ourselves, am I standing up for myself to be understood, to fight this fight? That's not the fight of faith, but to fight to be seen and heard. Or am I trying to escape this discomfort I feel because there's tension here? And that question can change a lot. And it's not to shame yourself. It's not, it's just to bring awareness. It's to notice what's driving the reaction. Because you can be loving, again, and still disappoint people. You can be kind and still be misunderstood. And learning to stay grounded in truth when someone isn't okay with you is part of the emotional maturity piece. So if this episode kind of helped you recognize maybe how much peace is tied to other people's approval, or you start to feel really uncomfortable and want to fix things, or you start to spiral about your own identity in kind of a shame cycle when things happen, you can get started with my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, which is 50% off right now. Or if you want more personal guidance, you can book a free consultation with me to go with one-on-one coaching. Again, I just want to remind you, obedience to God will sometimes disappoint people, but there's a couple different angles we have to look at this from in order to learn to be okay when someone isn't okay with you. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.